What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives, Make Money on the Internet podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the two skills that you need to get started and scale the 10K a month. Now, to be completely transparent with you guys, this conversation is coming because I'm fucking annoyed, okay? I recently had a conversation with a potential client, and this client was like, they're talking about how they're struggling. They're like, yo, I'm struggling right now to grow my online coaching business and I really want to get this thing going. You know, I'm struggling, et cetera. So all these people were like, you know, this guy was like messaging me and he like really wanted some help. And so I was like, okay, like talk to me about your situation. He's like, well, listen, like, he's like, I feel like I deserve to get this money. Like, I feel like I deserve to be successful. Like, I feel like I want this. He's like, and I just don't get why people aren't fucking paying me. I was like, all right, like, I get it. I was like, well, like, what have you done? He's like, well, like, I'm an IFBB pro. I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, I'm an IFBB pro. So like, I'm like pissed off that people aren't paying me. And I was like, go on. He's like, well, I'm a pro. And I was like, who gives a shit? Like, he's like, I'm a pro and I feel like I should get these clients. And I was like, okay, I understand what the fuck you're saying. And I feel like this is the common theme that I see in personal trainers that are stuck and aren't making any fucking money, okay? The common theme isn't that they're IFBB pros. The common theme is that personal trainers have a big fucking ego around a skill that they have. So this is what happens, right? Personal trainers get sold the lie that if you go to school, if you pay for a kinesiology degree, if you get certified, if you get your level one and then your level two and then your level three certifications, if you compete at the highest level and you win bodybuilding shows and you win competitions, you're going to get clients. Personal trainers get sold this lie. And so they believe it, right? Honestly, bodybuilders are the fucking worst. I'm going to be transparent, okay? Because bodybuilders will win shows and they're like, I want a fucking show. I should have the most clients. How come this guy that just got his online coaching business started that has 3,000 followers that looks like a bag of milk has more clients than me? Bodybuilders are the fucking worst. I'm going to be honest with you guys. But so we think that just because we're winning shows or that we've got our certifications or that we've got these degrees, that we deserve clients. That's not how the fucking world works, okay? And so there are two skills that you need to get started and to scale your business to $10,000 a month. Now, don't get me wrong. Skill number one is what this IFBB pro had. The skill number one is getting results. Like, you need to be able to get your clients results in whatever facet that looks like. Do you need to be an IFBB pro? No. In fact, I know a lot of IFBB pros that would probably put their clients on fucking chicken and broccoli because that's how they turn into a pro. So just because you're an IFBB pro doesn't actually mean fucking shit, because your prospects aren't going to come to your Instagram and see you're an IFBB pro and be like, oh my God, you're a pro? You're an IFBB pro? Oh, why didn't you tell me earlier? Take my money. Like, your prospects just aren't going to do that, right? It's not going to happen. So that's the first thing, and that's why it's funny. So second thing is, like, the whole like getting clients results is what actually matters. And you don't need to be like fucking Lane Norton. Like, obviously Lane Norton's a goat, but you don't need to be Lane Norton level expert. All you need to know is enough information to get somebody from where they're currently at right now to three steps forward. And I think as fitness coaches, oftentimes we underestimate the lack of knowledge available in society. Whereas like this is a real fucking fact. There are people in my family that legitimately think that drinking orange juice from like fucking Minute Orange or whatever the fuck that company is good for them. They literally think that drinking orange juice is good. They're like, yeah, I substituted orange juice for Pepsi. And I'm like, it's the same fucking calories. But like, there are people that actually think that. And so we really underestimate how little fitness knowledge most of society has. And so as a fitness coach, if you can give somebody your knowledge and even help them like 3 to 5 to 7 steps along their journey, and that helps them lose 20 pounds, that's fucking worth it, okay? And so the level of like, you need to be able to get clients results, you don't need a fucking university degree to start your online coaching business. You need to know how to help somebody lose 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds. If you have that knowledge, you can get started, okay? So the first skill that you need is getting clients results. This is important. Now, again, here's the fucking hard part, is if you're a personal trainer, and you bought the lie that you needed to work at the gym for 10 fucking years. And then if you worked at the gym for 10 years, you become the most advanced trainer. And if you became the most advanced trainer, then you make the most money. If you bought that fucking lie, then you're committed to that life because you spent the last 10 years believing it. And so when you see other online trainers online that start their business fucking 6 months ago, just got certified, making 10K a month, it's going to piss you off. So I understand that. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. But the hard part about when you have the skill set of getting results for clients and you're not making any money, the really fucking hard part is that you have to learn a completely new skill set now and you're going to be shitty at it. Okay. So this thing that you're really good at, getting clients results, being an IFBB pro, being jacked as fuck, being shredded. Awesome. Congratulations. You climbed to the top of the mountain. Now you need to go back down to the fucking bottom, be a fucking beginner again and learn skill number two. Okay. Skill number two that you need if you want to start and scale your business to $10,000 a month is getting clients. Now, getting results for your clients and getting clients are two completely separate skill sets. They're two completely separate skill sets. And the reason that personal trainers struggle is because they believe that if I just know how to get my clients results, that I deserve all the fucking clients. Look at all my client results. Everyone should be working with me. Meanwhile, you post on Instagram once a fucking week. And then Johnny TikTok starts a TikTok account, posts every fucking day, twice a day for 6 months, gets to 50,000 followers, signs 50 clients, and you're all pissed off because Johnny TikTok, who just started a new Instagram account or TikTok, is more consistent than you and is making more money. In the reality, like if you just like drop, this is the thing. If you're a personal trainer listening to this right now and you know how to get clients results, drop your ego. Because I get that you've invested a lot of time and energy in acquiring the skill set that it took to get to that level, whether that be IFBB pro, university degree, 5 years in the gym, whatever the fuck. I understand that you put a lot of work into that skill set. However, that doesn't mean anything when it comes to growing a successful online coaching business if you don't have the skill set of acquiring clients. Now, the hard part about this realization is that you need to learn an entirely new batch of skills where you're going to be a complete beginner again. Like we're talking about kindergarten level bullshit, where you need to learn how to make posts on social media that attract clients. You need to learn exactly what to say in the DMs to get prospects on the phone. You need to know exactly what to say on the phone to collect cash on the phone. You need to know how to overcome objections on the phone. You need to learn how to set up a fucking Trainerize account, how to set up Google Forms, how to set up Typeform, how to set up Calendly, how to set up all these apps, how to set up your online waivers. These are all skills that you do not have. And so even though you an IFBB pro or you got your university degree or whatever the fuck else you have that makes you think that you deserve clients, like getting clients results is one of the skills that you need. Getting clients is the other skill that you need. And you can be the best trainer in the fucking world. But if nobody knows about you and nobody's buying from you, nobody cares. All right. And this is the reality of the situation. Now, let's talk to those trainers that are listening to this podcast that are new personal trainers. You recently got certified, you're thinking about getting certified, whatever it is. Or you've been a trainer for like a year and you've been thinking about going online. You're like, I just want to get experience first. Listen, okay? If you're a new personal trainer listening to this podcast, I want you to know that you will gain a significant advantage on trainers that have been in the industry for 10 plus years by committing to mastering getting clients. You will gain a significant advantage. Like when I first started my online coaching business back in 2013, there were trainers where I grew up in Calgary, it was really competitive. There was a guy that was coaching clients that had, you know, coached literally hundreds of clients to win first place trophies at stages. There was another guy in my area that was known as one of the best competition coaches, like across Canada. And so when I started my fitness business, like I was competing against those guys. And what separated me is that more people found out about me because I used social media properly. So even though these guys had, you know, years of experience on me, I lapped them in the amount of clients that I had and the amount of money that I was making within a year because I was just using social media. And so if you understand that if you want to gain an advantage on every other trainer on the market, period, all you need to do is commit to mastering the skill of getting clients. And it's a skill set. So if you're in the Change Lives Academy, you're listening to this right now, you're like, cool. Brian, thank you so much. You know, I did the units and I'm like, I'm doing pretty well right now. And I'm at 5K a month. Cool. You went through kindergarten and elementary school. The Change Lives Academy is elementary school. The next level is junior high. In junior high, in the 10K Mastermind, we teach you 4-day challenges, magnetic giveaways, flash sales. Like, there's a different level of fucking coaching. And then on the next level, once you've graduated that level, you're hitting $15,000 a month. There's a new set of skills you develop. It's leadership skills. It's team building skills. It's like fucking like how to actually step into your power and demand more from the universe. We're talking about $25,000, $50,000 a month. That's what we do in the Mastermind. The Million Dollar Mastermind is like your high school of coaching for skill sets. Like, there's different levels of skill. Just like if you were to get a personal trainer certification, there's different levels of certification. There's like, I just got certified, AKA the Change Lives Academy. I got my level 2, AKA a level 2 precision. I'm the top G, AKA the Million Dollar Mastermind. Like, there's different levels of these skill sets. So when you treat it like a skill set, you'll commit to mastering it. And when you commit to mastering it, you're going to go from 3K a month to 7K a month to 10K a month to 15K a month to 20K a month, et cetera. Cool. Those are the two different skill sets that you guys need, all right? Skill set number one is getting clients' results. Skill set number two is getting clients. Don't neglect the second because I think it's more important. Peace, love, and protein. Have the best day of your entire life. We'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.